I said it at the beginning of the year that the first 3 months are very crucial. The first 3 months of the year 2019. And as a believer, we are not to walk by sight. We are to be moved by the leadings of the Holy Ghost. So as a believer, if you are not acquainted with the Holy Ghost in this time, it is not too late to really seriously befriend the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is important because there are going to be all manner of news and situations that will demand that you make a decision. May you make the right one. We are living in the times that you need to watch the company that you keep. You need to watch what you say, where you say it. We heard it in the scripture that was read this morning in Proverbs 13. He that walks with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. May you walk with the wise in the name of the Lord Jesus. February is a very crucial month. Please make sure that on your own in this month, you set time to go on a personal fast for you and your loved ones. Hallelujah. For you and what? We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Hallelujah. And the weapons of warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God in pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. The Lord said we should pray for divine protection over our lives and the lives of our loved ones. So our first prayer point today is to lift up our voices that God shield me and my loved ones from harm's way. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you leave your house, never you leave without God's covering over your life and your family. Praise the Lord. May you not go where the grace of God will not sustain you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every news is not good news. Only the news that comes by the Spirit of God is good news. You'll understand. Shall we pray? Please lift up your voice right now and begin to pray for divine protection for you and your loved ones. That in this month of February, let God protect you. Let the blood of Jesus speak protection and deliverance for you and your family in this month of February. Pray that God will protect you. The Bible says, as mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. Pray for God's protection to surround you every day in your going out and in your coming in. Please pray this prayer seriously.
the day of confusion, this prayer will stand for you. It will not stand against you. In the day of trouble, this prayer will bring deliverance to you and your loved ones. So pray from the depth of your heart. Pray that God will protect you. Pray for his protection. Let the hedge of protection of God be around you and be around your family and be around all your loved ones. Pray for your family that everyone, their movement will be according to divine direction. Pray that the Holy Ghost will guide their movement, that they will be at the right place at the right time with the right people. Pray that your feet will not direct you to places where they are about to arrest people. Whatsoever commotion that will be in a particular area, that day your feet will not direct you there. Wherever trouble is brewing in the city, pray that the Holy Ghost will deliver you, reroute your journey away from trouble spots. Maribatari Makashiti. Any evil that has been programmed by Satan and his cohorts into this month, that evil will never locate you, it will not locate your family. Whatsoever evil that has been programmed from the forces of darkness, whatever they have orchestrated, it will not locate you.
Remove the echo, please.
It will not locate your loved ones. Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me tell the people of God, anywhere that you go in this month of February, wherever you go, in whatever conversation that you are holding with anyone or a group of people, make sure your lips are speaking wondrous works of God. Hallelujah. This is a month that you and I need to be very, very God conscious. Amen. Make sure that your mouth is disseminating the wondrous works of God. Whatever wonder that God has
brought to pass in your life or in the life of other people, make sure that's all you are talking about. Hallelujah. And keep worshiping the Lord. Help me tell your neighbor, just worship the Lord. Worship Him wherever you are. Give thanks to God. No matter what you are going through. Hallelujah. Praise Him wherever you are. Let praise dominate your heart and you know what you do. And worship unto God. The Lord will protect you. The Lord will shield you from harm's way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shall we pick up our Bible? And let's open to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And we're going to read the first and the 13th verse. The first and the 13th verse. Hallelujah. I told you at the beginning of the year that this is the year of faithfuls. It's not a year to compromise. If you are with God, you better stand with God and stand sure. Praise God forevermore. Jesus says, the prince of this world cometh, but he found nothing in me. In other words, if he had found something, he would have consumed or destroyed him. You will not be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The devil will not find you. You know, the Bible said, Satan is going to and fro, looking for whom he may devour. He will not find you. Amen. I said he will not find you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you there? We'll read the first verse and then the 13th verse. One to go. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high, above all nations of the earth. God is about to reveal somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. 13. And the Lord said, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Hallelujah. There are conditions here that is necessary for your lifting. Praise the Lord. There are conditions here that is necessary for you to be above the things that used to be above you. There are conditions here that is necessary for you to be able to confront what used to confront you. Hallelujah. The Bible says you will be above only and you will not be beneath. May that be your portion in this season, in the name of Jesus. What used to scare you, they will be scared of you. In the name of Jesus. What you were once afraid of will be afraid of you. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you have our backs. We belong to you. And we thank you because your word is not scarce. We thank you because you reveal, O God, to your servants before you do anything. We thank you, Lord. We do not take it for granted. It is a privilege. And we give honor and glory to your name. Lord, our hearts are open to receive from you today. Help us, Lord, to embrace an attitude of gratitude unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you're about to do in our midst today. And we thank you that the blessing shall be with us eternally. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You may be seated. Glory be to God. This Sunday is our Thanksgiving Sunday. And also, it is a double blessing and a double portion for us because it's also an anointing service. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So I believe that God, by his anointing, will put a hedge of protection over you today. Hallelujah. So that no matter the attack, no matter what the enemy has planned, we'll never be able to get through the anointing to get to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No evil shall pass through the anointing. Amen. It can't pass through the anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. I titled today's message, and briefly I'm going to talk mostly on the anointing. And you see the reason why you and I must continually show our gratitude to God for being a people that are anointed of God. Praise God. I keep telling you that the anointing itself is not the oil. Praise the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. If you're here, you're a believer, you've given your life to Christ, you are already anointed. And the anointing is what is to do. God anoints people and anoints things to carry out his purposes and his plans. Amen. So the anointing of God in your life is to enable you to carry out God's purpose for your life. To carry out his plans that he has for you. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 tells us that the plans that God has for us are plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a future and a hope. So the anointing is to give you a future and a hope. The anointing is to prosper you and not to harm you, because that is the plan of God for your life. Can I hear an amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. So the anointing is in your life to prosper you. The anointing is in your life to enable you and empower you to do the will of God, to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Can I hear another amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Many people use the anointing for so many other things, but the real purpose of the anointing is for you to do the will of God. Because doing the will of God cannot be done in your own human strength. For Romans 9 and verse 16 tells us that it is not of he that willeth nor runneth, but God that showeth mercy. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9 also tells us that by strength shall no man prevail. Hallelujah. Paul himself recognized this, that he couldn't really accomplish anything concerning the purpose and the plans of God for his life if it is not for the anointing. So he declares in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 that I can do nothing except through Christ that strengthens me. Everything that I do concerning the will of God for my life, I do it because Christ strengthens me. With what? With the anointing. Hallelujah. So to be able to do the will of God, it will take a supernatural strength. Let somebody say supernatural. It will take a supernatural strength. Otherwise, there will be no need for the anointing. Hallelujah. So it takes the anointing. What we have read today in Deuteronomy is telling us about us and how to be responsible to the anointing. So I titled today's message, Responsibility to the Anointing. We know that we are anointed. Every believer is anointed, but not every believer is walking in the anointing. So when you are faced with a situation in your life and you think that you are at a dead end, there is nothing that you can do, this is too hard, this is too difficult, you need to ask yourself, am I conscious that I am anointed? Praise the Lord. The anointing of God upon your life is non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. If we are to experience God's best for our lives, and if we are going to experience God's rest for our souls, then that anointing is non-negotiable. John chapter 15 and verse 5. When Jesus was about rounding up his ministry here on earth, he called all his disciples, and he was like preaching his last message unto them. And he told them that aside of me, you really will not be able to do anything. And anytime I read that scripture, it ministers to me powerfully. It brings me to a place of humility, and most times to a place of repentance. Verse 5 says, you can of your own self do nothing. Let's read it. I want you to put your eyes to it. It's important. It's a scripture that you need to write in your room, write it wherever you visit in your house, most frequently. John chapter 15 and verse 5. Anybody there, please read. I am the vine. Now this is Jesus talking, yes? And ye are the branches. When you are joined with me, and I with you, the relationship is what? Please, what this thing are you reading? I beg, read the Bible, please. Hallelujah. If you abide in me, you will be so productive. Hello, move on. Because without me is the B part that I really want. Without me, you can do nothing. Now, I don't know how this ministers to you. When I read it, I sit down, try to assimilate what I've just heard. Without me, you can do nothing. I try to think and enumerate the things that I do. Hallelujah. I try to bring to my memory all the things that I've experienced in my life. The goodness of God, the blessings, the power, the honor, hello, the wisdom, the courage, the deliverance, the healing. Praise the Lord. And he says, I can of my own self do nothing. So none of those things came by me. I bring to remembrance eating, going to the toilet. Praise the Lord. I can of my own self do nothing in this life. Now you take a moment today, right now, and think about all those things. Think about the things that you still hope for, the things that God has done for you, and the things that you are still hoping and believing God, the promises of God you are standing upon right now, and say, yes, God has promised me this, and God will bring it to pass. The things you want God to do for you, the plans that you made at the beginning of the year, the dreams that you have that have not yet become a reality in your life, the aspirations that you have and you have not yet obtained. Take one moment right now. Can you imagine that none of it will come to pass without him? None of it. None of it will come to pass without him. He said, without me, it's not going to happen. Praise the Lord. It's not going to happen. So it is a scripture that brings me continually to a place of humility and repentance. Because in our human nature, sometimes we want to take the credit for certain things that has happened to us in life. Now don't tell me, well, I mean, me, I don't, so I know that it is God that Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when things don't happen and we complain about it, or we are angry with God that something didn't happen, or what you are expecting didn't come when you expected it, Hallelujah, and you are disappointed and you are discouraged, praise the Lord. Ask yourself the question. If you are discouraged, why are you really not thinking that with you it can be done? If it is with him, you don't need to be discouraged. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Come on. All I need to do is to rejoice and be glad, trusting in him that he's going to do great things. Praise the Lord. Let me tell your neighbor, watch yourself. Stop playing God. Without the anointing, none of these things will we encounter or experience. None of it. Without the anointing. So, beloved, I'm trying to lay a foundation for you of how pivotal the anointing is to you becoming who God wants you to be, having everything that God has promised that he will give to you, and doing everything that he has destined for you to do in life. If there is nothing you can do without him, then I cannot but be responsible to that anointing, because without it, I am unproductive. I am fruitless. You know, it's such a dangerous thing, because sometimes we don't realize this. If you are not conscious of the anointing of God in your life, if you do not employ and engage the anointing, this scripture tells us you will be fruitless. Now, being fruitless is such a dangerous place to be, in the sense that it shuts the door to fruitfulness of another person. May God give you understanding. Whatever is not enhancing your destiny is hindering it. Praise the Lord. It's hindering it. There are people that God has anointed to do certain things in your life. May they be conscious of that anointing. Amen. Because until they are conscious of it, you lack what they are supposed to deliver to you. They deny you of it. Whatever it may be. Remember all the things that you brought to your memory right now. Hallelujah. Between you and your next blessing is one person. Is one person. And if that person is not awakened to the anointing to do, then you continue lacking what they are supposed to deliver into your hand. Hallelujah. No wonder the Bible says pray for all men. It's in your own interest.
It's in your own interest. If all your prayer is all about you, you look here, you are deceiving yourself. You are actually praying amiss. You better pray for other people so that God can use that prayer to open the eyes and awaken your destiny helper. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So what must we do then? How can I accomplish this? Since I can by myself do nothing except with the help of God, how can I be responsible to this anointing? How can I protect it and guard it jealously? Because that's what we should do. If it's the most important thing, if without it I really cannot accomplish all that I desire, why wouldn't I protect this anointing? Why would I not guard it with everything that I have? Why will I not be responsible to this anointing? Praise the Lord. Because many of us, even to those of us who know that we are anointed, are we responsible to that anointing? To be responsible to it, number one, you have to be conscious. That's number one. Be conscious that you are anointed. Say it to yourself, I am anointed. Praise the Lord. When you come for an anointing service and then you are smearing yourself with oil, it is not that way. You are just going to be anointed. Praise the Lord. You are already anointed. What that does is to help you to come to the realization of that anointing in your life, to become conscious of it. Because anointing can be extinguished. Hallelujah. So number one is what? Be conscious of the anointing. And that's why today our thanksgiving is going to be, Lord, thank you for anointing me. Thank God for the anointing. Remember, the musician sang that song. He said, Ope Lope. That is someone who realized the position, the significance of the anointing. He said, I wouldn't have made it if it is not for the anointing of God. I wouldn't. Ope Lope anointing. Aye bati ba irawomi je. But for the anointing. Hallelujah. So you need to be conscious of the anointing. Believe and understand that you are already anointed for whatever life presents to you. You're already anointed. Philippians 4:13, like we said, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Christ is the anointing. Through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things according to the will of God through the anointing that supplies supernatural strength to me. Praise the Lord. He said, so I can do it. I can do it. I can wait on God. Hallelujah. I can forgive. I can live without bitterness. Amen. I can do more than I'm doing right now in my human strength. Things that my natural mind is telling me is impossible is still possible by the supernatural strength of God. Hallelujah. I say it often, that when a natural door is closed, that same door can still be opened supernaturally. Amen. It can still be opened. Supernaturally be opened. Our sister was sharing her testimony today. I said she got an alert from one of the parents from the school that she was working before as a teacher. She has left the place now. How many months have you left? 6 months. Hallelujah. No, that is not ordinary. Because if you are the parent, you will say at least you have one less person to give to. You see? You are not honest. You have to be honest. Hello? Hallelujah. I mean, sometimes we think like that. Do I have relations here? Yes. when somebody is working for me and they say they are good, I say, thank God, I pay less. Praise the Lord. Because whether we like it or not, we judge a lot of things based on money. So, why would, I mean, the child still has a new teacher after you've left. And she will still want to be a blessing to that teacher. Now you'll be blessing somebody that has left. He's not blessing your child again. He's not teaching your child again. That can only be God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That is God. That where you have left 6 months, God still put you in their hearts and say, go and bless this person for what they have done. The Bible says that the good that we do to men, God, we will receive from the Lord. May you this month receive from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, that's why it's always good. I tell you, look, the good that you do today, it's not only you that will reap the harvest. Your children will still reap from it. Your children's children will reap from it. You can't put a calendar on the reward. Hallelujah. You can't. When David became king, he knew how good Jonathan was with him. That was why he asked, is there anyone still remaining in the house of Saul that I can show them favor and mercy? Praise the Lord. Mephibosheth didn't know anything about it. Praise the Lord. But he became a beneficiary, sitting on the king's table and eating delicacies that kings are eating. Even though he was even a cripple, he still enjoyed it. There are seeds that you will sow, and your children's children will be reaping even after you have gone. Oh. There was a time my mother then, may her soul rest in peace, she just came to Lagos, called all of us to my sister's house. And he said, what's mommy calling everybody for? I said, okay, let's go. My mom had written checks for all her children. $200,000. Mommy, what's going on here? My mom said, there was one land that belonged to her father. Praise the Lord. They said, in fact, they've stolen like 2/3 of the land. But that the remaining, the people themselves that took it, gave it back after the man had left. And then somebody said, I want to buy it off you. And then they sold the land. I think I was 4 years old when my grandfather died. Knew nothing about him. And I won't say I've enjoyed anything. But many years after the man had died, over 58 years, I still got 200,000 inheritance from the man. Hello, somebody. The good that you do today, you see, that's why it's always good to do good. And the Bible says it. Treat people right. You never know how it will work for you, or work for your seed and your seed's seed. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God will only advance, not by men or persons without anointing, but people that are engaging the anointing. That is how the kingdom of God will advance. It's not going to advance through doubters. It's not going to advance through faithless people. It's not going to advance through fearful people. It's not going to advance through unbelieving believers. You call yourself a believer and you don't believe God. You are an unbelieving believer. Your godliness is negative. The kingdom is not going to advance by people who outwardly talk about, oh, this is what God says. But privately, they give allowance to do the to compromise. The kingdom cannot advance through such people. It will only advance through people who are anointed and conscious of their anointing. And we're going to see examples from the Bible of people who really took this anointing seriously. They guarded it jealously. They knew they were responsible. Whatever you are responsible, you will be made to make account of it. God has anointed you. He is going to ask you to give account of that anointing. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to Genesis 39. Genesis chapter 39, verses 2 to 9. Let somebody say, thank God for the anointing. We are going to read that. So what's the first thing I said we should do? To be responsible to anointing, you must be conscious. Be conscious that you are already anointed. The anointing is over. So when you are in a difficult situation, be conscious that you have the anointing. The anointing is the supernatural strength of God. So when the things look impossible, insurmountable mountain that is standing before you, be conscious that you have the anointing. Hallelujah. That can level the mountain. That can make every crooked place straight. That can fill up a valley and smoothen every rough place. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So number two is walk in the spirit. Put your hand in that Genesis 39 and then go to Galatians 5:16. Quickly. Are you there? Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Yes, what does it say?
I say
then, yes.
Walk in the spirit.
And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why? Because the extinguishing agent of the anointing is the flesh. The flesh will extinguish your anointing. If you choose to walk in the flesh, what does it mean to walk in the flesh? It's to take decisions and make choices based on how you feel, what you see, what you can sense, what you touch, your five senses. If you are still making decisions based on your five senses, then the flesh is still ruling, is in control. So the Bible says you need to walk in the spirit. You need to be spiritually minded. Romans 8 verses 5 to 7. Romans 8 verses 5 to 7. Anyone there? Please read.
For they that are not after the
flesh. He said, if you are after the flesh, you will be minding the things of the flesh. Your mind will be filled with what you can see, how you can feel. Hallelujah. How many of you know that love is not based on feelings? Hello? It's not based on feelings. The reason why relationships, particularly marital ones, are collapsing today is because it is being based on feelings, how I feel. When somebody say, okay, I loved you then, I don't love you now. It is because it is based on feelings. But in God's law, love is an action. Hallelujah. Love is a decision that you make. You make a decision. But if the decision is being made for you by your feelings, then
you will make a bad decision. Hello? I was talking to somebody. I said, oh, you know, you know, people do all sorts of things, particularly in marriages. When some people will come, they say, they took, or maybe the one of the partner took the marriage certificate somewhere, or they took this one somewhere, and you to go and do. And I just look at it, and I said, my father, please, may we walk in the Spirit. Because if you are really walking with God, if you are really responsible for your anointing, there are certain things that you know it can work. Because to a child of God, marriage is more than just a contract. It's more than that, a certificate. In actual fact, in the Bible, marriage is a covenant. So whether you tear the paper or you do this thing, the covenant remains. Everything you do outside that is adultery. Praise the Lord. Unless you go, and in that covenant, there are three people in that covenant. You, the person, and God. And the covenant that God makes cannot be broken. Praise the Lord. So man cannot break what God has covenanted. What power has man God? Is man God? God no be man. A man no be God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yes, read on. To verse 7. Okay, go on. Yes. Yeah, the mind is things of the Spirit. If you are after the Spirit, you are after spiritual things, you are after the anointing. He said, you will mind the things of the anointing. Praise the Lord. Go on.
But to be carnally minded is death.
Is death.
But to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
Uh-huh.
Because the carnal mind is enmity to God.
The carnal mind works against the anointing. It works against the anointing. Yeah. It is not subject to the law of God, and it can't be. So there is no way it can result in life and peace. There is no peace like the one that Jesus gives. That is where you really find genuine peace. Hallelujah. You see, some people think the absence of people will bring peace. Have you not heard that before? Oh, some of you too, you are culprits. We have peace. Hallelujah. If your peace is based on that, I'm sorry. You are building a house on sand. Because plus or minus anything or anyone, you should still have the peace of God. Praise the Lord. Genesis 39, quickly. My time is up. Genesis 39. Remember, I'm giving you examples of people who made the choice to be responsible to the anointing. Let me just tell the story so that we can quickly move on. Now, many of you are familiar with the story of Joseph. Joseph was faced with a challenge. We are all faced with challenge trials in our lives, difficult situations. We are faced with situations sometimes that is requiring that we compromise. Hello? Sometimes it's on the job. Amen? Some people that will want you to sign off on some things. But you know in your heart, God will not be pleased with you if you do this. Yeah, there are people like that. And when people know that you don't want to join them to do what they're going to do, you become a target. Remember Daniel? Daniel wasn't going to do what others wanted to do. He became a target.
He was reported to the king. They manipulated the king to set up a decree so that they can catch. I said, those people should come and join police in Nigeria. So they can catch Daniel. That was it. That's why we need to be careful. You need to walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. So that you'll be able to discern that which is good from that which is evil. Praise the Lord. You cannot make decisions based on your dire needs. You make decisions based on what the word of God says. You may have need for money. Hallelujah. And some people are trying to put your hand inside something. But once you decide you are going to join them, the grace of God will not be there to sustain you. And you know the devil is very wicked. They will not be caught. You will be caught. He's not looking for them. They are already in his house. They are in his employment. Do you get what I'm talking about? So he's not bothered about them. He's bothered about you. You that has been set apart. You that wants to be responsible to the anointing. You are the target. You are on his hit list. I remember one time I used to tell my driver, I said, if you take one way, you see, you can take one way, they won't catch you. The day I'm in the car, you take one way, they will catch me. I won't get away with it. Because the devil is looking for a way to get at me. And he will use anything. Or anyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So Joseph was in a tight corner. He's been a slave. And there was a way out that was presented to him. But that way out was through compromise. Hello. His boss that trusted in him and gave him everything to be a general overseer over everything he has, over his company. And the Bible says the wife looked upon him and desired Joseph. And Joseph said, how can I ever do this thing and sin against my God? That is a man who had made up his mind that I'm walking in the spirit. I'm going to be responsible to my anointing. There is no room for compromise here. Regardless of what will happen. Some of us, the reason why you are compromising is because you are being threatened. You are being threatened. And what really threatens a man more than what you will eat? What do we drink? What do we wear? That's what is threatening you. Hello? Hi. If I don't have money again, how will I be able to pay my bills? If I don't have the job again, how will I be able to pay my bills? So you go and compromise there. Hallelujah. Beloved, you are looking at a lady. My own job was at stake. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. My job was at stake, but I chose to stand for the truth. Let God, you see, the anointing will make a way. Glory be to Jesus. If you are responsible to that anointing, it will make a way for you where there is no way. All the people that chose to compromise in the bank that I was working for, they are the ones they sacked. Me that chose to be responsible to the anointing, the devil couldn't touch me. When they were making the meeting and deciding who they are going to let go in this bank, my name was the first that was mentioned, but God raised a certain officer right there. And the certain officer said, this woman was the only one that told the truth. If you sack her, I personally will write a letter and put my name to CBN. That was how they scratched my name away from the list of the people that they were sacking.
Beloved, be a believing believer. Not an, God loves you more than you really can imagine and comprehend. If you can choose to be responsible to your anointing, there is nothing God will not do. He will raise your enemy to support you. And the Bible says, if your way be pleasing unto the Lord, he will cause your enemies to be at peace with you. But too many of us are sideline compromisers. We compromise in our words, we compromise in our actions, we compromise in our conduct. And then at the same time, oh, I'm going for anointing service. What do you use the anointing to do? You are responsible to that anointing. The anointing is not for you to live a compromising life. It is for you to live by the standards of God's word. That's what the anointing is. Because God knows that in your own human strength, you will not be able to do it. So he anointed you to be above only and not to be beneath. To be beneath is to be a sideline compromiser. Hallelujah. Let's quickly take another one as we round up. Samson. That's another example in Judges chapter 16, verses 4 to 20. I'll just tell us the story of Samson. You know that Samson was a man that God anointed with supernatural strength. The Bible says that with the jaw of a lion, the bone of the jaw of a lion, he killed how many? Thousands of people. He was so anointed. But what happened? He was irresponsible with the anointing. And because of that, he lost that anointing. He extinguished the anointing. Because he was under pressure by somebody that he loves to reveal a secret that he ought not to have revealed. And he revealed it, and because of it, he lost his power. He lost the source of his power. But the saddest part was, he thought the anointing was still there. Hallelujah. But when he needed it to work for him, the anointing didn't show up. Why? Because he was not responsible to that anointing. He took the anointing for granted. May you not take the anointing for granted in Jesus' name. May you not take the anointing for granted in the mighty name of Jesus. How to be responsible? Number three, be obedient to God's word. Be obedient. That Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 tells us, if you hearken to the voice of God and you observe all the things that God is commanding you to do, if you obey and the instruction of God, and he said in that verse 13, you will be above. The anointing will elevate you. May that anointing elevate you this year. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, be obedient to God's word. Number four, delight yourself in the Lord. That's how to be responsible to the anointing. Delight yourself in the Lord. Those who are complaining all the time are not thankful. They are not grateful people. Thank God for where you are. It may not be where you want to be, but still thank God for where you are. Because your thanksgiving is a springboard to higher heights. Hallelujah. I said it to us today. I said, this month, make sure everything that you are talking about is the wondrous works of God. Share testimonies with people. In your family, in your compound, in your neighborhood, on the job, wherever. Share testimonies of what the Lord has done. Either in your own life, in your family, or in somebody else's life.
or what God is doing in your church or something. Wondrous things that God is doing. Keep talking about it. You know what that does? It attracts. It will attract the power of God's presence to you. Amen. And worship God. Praise God. And be thankful in your heart. Let me tell your neighbor, God has not forgotten you. Don't you ever think that God has forgotten you. Psalm 37 and verse 4. Psalm 37 and verse 4. The Bible says, delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and God will give you the desires of your heart. How many people here, you want God to give you the desires of your heart? Yes, we all want God to give us the desires of our heart. But the Bible says there is a condition to us receiving it. He said we must first delight ourselves in the Lord. In other words, my pleasure, what gives me pleasure, comes from God. Hallelujah. That's why my pleasure comes from. I derive my happiness from God. Many times we are secretly angry with God. We are fighting with him. When you are disappointed, you prayed a prayer, you asked God for something, he didn't do it. Even though you are still coming to church, you are still serving God, but you know in the innermost recesses of your heart, you are not happy, you are discouraged, because what you really want didn't happen. Nobody knows. You have your straight church face. Hello? But God knows. Hallelujah. That's why God will never judge anybody by outward appearance. He will never. God does not judge by outward appearance. When God wants to find out who you really are, he's not going to consult your family. They don't know what's in your heart. He's not going to consult your CV to get to know you. Hallelujah. He will only consult your heart. Only your heart will tell God exactly where you are. Your heart. Praise the Lord. So when your heart is unforgiving, he knows exactly where you are. When there is bitterness in your heart, he knows exactly where you are. Regardless of all the facade. God is not moved by all those things. Hallelujah. So are you delighting yourself in the Lord? Because that is how to be responsible to the anointing. And remember, without the anointing, you can do nothing. So he said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So you and I must learn to delight ourselves in the Lord. Don't serve God with drudgery. Serve him with delight. Be grateful that you have a space to serve God. Be grateful. Worship is not just singing. Anybody can sing. Hello? People who don't know God, they sing. People who don't like your God, don't believe him, they sing. They probably have a better voice than you have. But singing, delighting yourself in the Lord, requires a worship from a heart that has confidence in God. Praise the Lord. I heard a man of God say it one time. He said, two people can sing the same song, they can lead a worship singing the same song and it will have different reaction from the same congregation. You say one person sings and people were crying. Another person sang the song, it didn't move anybody at all. That's why God invests. It's not the song that I want, it's your heart. And when you are worshiping, you say you are praising God, God will inhabit the praises of his people, then the heart that is praising him must be right towards him. If you are worshiping God, Lord God will take me to his presence, the holiest of holies, the heart that is worshiping him is also important. Is it a heart that has confidence in God? That's when you are offering true worship. That's when you truly delight in God. And that's when he will give you the desires of your heart. If you are here, you are angry with God, let it go today. Hallelujah. Let it go. Delight yourself in the Lord. When you don't delight yourself, then you are pushing away the anointing. You are killing it. You are extinguishing it. Delight yourself in the Lord. Do you know? Rise on your feet. Do you know that Anna, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, after she has waited for so long for a blessing of a child, and the Bible said that her countenance, she changed her countenance. Hallelujah. And the Bible said she raised a worship song unto the Lord. And after that, the Bible said, and her husband knew her, and she conceived. Praise the Lord. The same experience was that of Mary. When the angel came to her and said, Mary, this is going to happen to you. I said, how is it going to happen? I knew no man, blah, blah, blah. But she said something. Be it unto me according to the word. Hallelujah. And by the time she went to meet Elizabeth, her cousin, and saw that even Elizabeth that was called barren is now pregnant, 6 months gone, the first thing she did was to raise a worship unto God. Hallelujah. A heart that delights in God, God will give you the desires of your heart. Praise the Lord. Learn to delight in him. A heart that delights in him is a heart that is confident in God, that believes God, that is standing upon the word of God, unshaken, unperturbed, trusting in him. That's when your praises, your worship has meaning before God. It's not the song that we sing, slow or fast, with drums or without drums. It is the heart that is important. If you're here today, you know you've not been responsible to that anointing. You need to talk to God right now and tell him, I know I'm anointed, but I've not been responsible to this anointing. Talk to God right now. Talk to him. He's your father. He wants to hear from you. Things you cannot even open up to anybody about, open up to him. He knows your heart anyway. Before you say it, he already knows what's there. So you might as well come out with it and talk to him. And tell him. Maybe you don't really believe. Maybe you are not really confident that he can do what he said he would do. Talk to him. Maybe you have not been delighting in God. You are just going with the flow. There is no joy that is coming from within. Remember, Joel chapter 2 verse 21. God gave us that word in December last year and said, this is that season. It's not a season to be afraid. It is a season to rejoice and be glad in the Lord. For the Lord will do great things. So for God to do great things, your heart must be filled with gladness and rejoicing. They are prerequisites for the manifestation of great things in your life. What will amount to a great thing? Remember, our God is a great God. He can only do great things. Maybe you've been fearful. Own up to God about your fears and tell Him, and He will bring joy to your heart. He will bring delight to your heart. He will bring gladness to your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to thank the Lord. Thank Him first for the anointing that He has given you. And rededicate your heart to Him today. That from today, my heart, Lord, will find joy in You. My heart will rejoice in You. My soul will bless You, O Lord. Rededicate your heart to God. That no more grumbling. My heart shall be filled with thanksgiving unto God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Raise up your two hands. My Father, I thank You, Lord, for everyone here today. Father, I ask, O God Almighty, that You will activate the anointing that You have deposited on the inside of there. Empower them, Lord God Almighty, to rise above compromise so that they will be above every compromise that the enemy brings their way in this month of February, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mend every heart that is hurting. Heal every heart that is in pain. And Lord, let joy be restored. The joy of Your salvation, let it be restored in their hearts, in the name of Jesus. Cause their hearts to break forth into gladness, that they may receive great things that You have promised them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, Heavenly Father. We trust that You will do much more, because You said You are able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we have asked or imagined by Your divine power. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I pray the Lord's protection over you. I bless you with peace in this month. I bless you with God's divine direction. I bless you with joy. I bless you with gladness. I bless you with wisdom of God. I bless you with riches. I bless you with favor of God. Favor from all men. Goodwill from all men. Peace and joy in this month of February, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever that you have lost, or whatsoever is missing in your life, this month it will come back to you. I said this month it will come back to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will restore your peace. He will restore your joy. He will restore the gladness that was once in your heart, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare over your life, and so I call it done by the faith of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.